You wanna compromise on? Okay. I guess I would. I just feel like I do see that part of the game as being definitely her attributing her own characteristics, but I just don't know where else in the session.
Yeah. I mean, there were other parts of the session where she definitely didn't acknowledge her own feelings, but that wasn't necessarily that she was projecting them. Like, I remember she comes in and she makes a list of all the elements that are important in a birthday party. And the list has, like, everything on it except for a cake. And so Lene is so sharp. Lene is like,
awesome.
So do you think you're missing anything on that list? And Cheyenne's like, nope, what are you talking about? Well, there's something that's been very important to you in the past. Nope, I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is after the cake.
She's like,
this
oh,
is like session
yeah.
30. This is like they're almost ready to terminate.
That's interesting.
And so eventually, you know, Cheyenne's just playing dumb. So Lene says, well, in the past, it's been really important to you to have a cake. And she said, oh, cakes aren't important on birthdays, whatever. So she was definitely dismissive of that, but she didn't project anything to Lene. But I would say that that's maybe a defense as to why she at least didn't acknowledge her own feelings, or maybe that's more...
But she's
like
not attributing anything to
no.
to Lene. It's not a projection.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put it in uncharacteristic.
So maybe yeah. somewhere in the middle part.
Yeah, maybe.
How'd you know it was session 30?
Because now I figured out your code. I decoded your code.
Yeah,
two numbers in the middle.
4304 would be like.
Because like the
why you guys?
I didn't even notice it.
How do you know? But how do you know what it is? Like
you can't trick these guys.
Because they're. I mean,
the video is numbered. The file is called L4304.
Yeah, I know. But how do you know what it means?
Because I figured it over time, because I think because
I haven't, I guess I'm the stupid one in the group.
No,
and like, we
to.
Had session 33, and it was like definitely the termination or something, and then I was like, oh, that must
have
be.
Have you guys
yeah,
known
I'm
the whole
sorry.
Time?
I've known for a couple
I've
years.
I've known for like...
Well, it's important to say, because you have to be blind to that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I guess so.
The thing is that you kind of
so.
Understand.
Well, I also, I mean, she mentioned termination really briefly, but they didn't really.
Well,
have
we can't control for that, but there are things we can control. So
oh.
can you think of a
but
difference?
But you basically know.
Yeah, no,
anyways,
I
didn't figure that out, but you always figure out.
Hello,
first of all, what they're wearing
yeah.
tells you if it's winter, summer, whatever.
Oh, by what they're wearing?
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
you see if they have
really
like the clinic is freezing there,
yeah,
so if Lene is wearing a t-shirt, it's got to be summer.
I mean, the only reason, there was no
like
point in me doing
session.
That, really.
No, I know.
The only
but
reason I did it was so that you could know what they were, and then, but I was telling you anyway every week. So.
Just, I guess what you can do is just make up anything
yeah.
when you send them out, but then just send me a separate email message telling me the code.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I did that so I wouldn't confuse myself.
I don't think it matters.
Well, we're only down to like six
yeah.
left, so.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
no, it matters.
Yeah.
But
I just mean
he'll be easier to.
Then.
It'll be easier
yeah.
for him to keep track of everything because he has only six to keep track of now.
Right.
Just like when the first years cracked the password right away. Remember that?
Oh, good.
Like
yeah, when we decided good move
yeah.
was too obvious.
Right.
Can't put anything over on these guys.
That was really stealthy. Stealthful.
All right, 54.
Oh, we always disagree on this one.
Child is clear and organized in words.
All right, I need to stop. I know, I always put this one in uncharacteristic because I do think she, like, rambles and doesn't make any sense sometimes. Like, this whole thing, her explanation for cheating, she was like, oh, I was sleeping still. And Lene's like, what is sleeping still? Oh, I think I was dozing off and my hand sort of grazed it. But of course, I'm saying it in like a linear way that makes
yeah.
sense because this is how I interpreted what she was talking about. But I had no idea what she was talking about. I was like, what? And Lene didn't really follow up on it. So there's another card about that, which I put a little low because I
right.
thought Lene needed to like figure out what she was exactly saying.
She
well,
is,
I don't know.
She does seem meandering.
She was meandering, but I do think that maybe you guys always disagree with me on this one, and she is pretty clear and fluent, I guess. Maybe I just,
I kind of like, I
talking about a lot of time.
I also feel the same, sometimes I just don't, I can't say I find her that clear, but I also know that I might be handicapped in that.
also the volume is not that good.
The volume.
And I always just go by whether Lene is having a problem.
Now I remember, to go by whether Lene seems to understand.
Yeah, and like, and she always understands.
I can hear everything Lene says, and I catch about half of what she says.
Yeah, I really can't understand.
Our session?
For Lene sort of clarify or restating what
she
says.
Yeah, I always wait for that too.
Because I find it really helpful to use headphones, actually.
I don't know.
I got new speakers and that helped a little bit. My speakers were really shot.
For me, it's mostly like for example, in our session, like I didn't see the child for 80% of the session. Because like the camera wasn't pointing at the child,
right,
so I could hear her, but I couldn't see her.
Right.
And so like I saw Lene the whole time, but she was like running around, so I couldn't see her. And when I could see her, it was her back, so I couldn't see her face and her mouth moving.
I couldn't hear her.
And then, so it was...
But Lene understood her.
Yeah, well, Lene understood her, so like, yeah. But I was saying, like, I agree that sometimes I don't, but I kind of learned that I have to go with Lene, understand.
Yeah, we shouldn't be coding the microphone.
I know.
Coding the child. All right.
Okay.
So
I'll try to watch for Lene's reaction to see if she understands.
Yeah.
But I still think it was like maybe a little.
I'd say a middle pile. You put it 7.
Oh, that's what I meant.
You put it 7? Where did I put it?
Like 3.
Yeah, I mean, I might put it more like 4 or even...
About a 5.
More like 5, yeah. Because usually, I mean, well, I shouldn't say usually because I'm not coding other sessions, but...
We're not coding other sessions, nor are we coding... nor are we coding other children.
I have no control
right.
At this time.
All right, so we go to 59... Child feels inadequate and inferior versus effective and superior. Laura in 1, Dustin in 6.
Well, that's what I was thinking of, because she was sort of like gloating about the game and saying that she was good at Battleship, and it was mostly where I thought she said, and I was thinking about self-image, but I didn't really go with the self-image quite too much of it.
I put it in
6.
Yes. Remember, we're coding the surface. We're not coding the underlying motivation.
Right.
So if she's saying, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, we might hear that as she's really insecure.
Mm-hmm.
We're not deducing what she might be feeling underneath the surface. We're deducing what she actually says.
Yeah.
If she's saying she's great, wonderful, I'm the greatest, you're stupid, Lene, that's a 9.
Yeah.
I mean, a 1.
I think I was actually thinking about that when I coded this. The whole sense I had the whole session was that she was feeling that inside, but definitely not showing it on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have to change that. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point about insight, though. Like, I didn't even think of that, but that was sort of...
Well, she just seems so self-conscious about it. You know, like...
She was very, like, that.
Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe the birthday cake thing seemed like just... I'm reading too much of it. But I have to stick to the surface on that. I think I was thinking that she was feeling bad about her behavior, kind of, and how she had acted about the cake, but you can really look at that a lot of different ways. What did you have then?
I had it like 1, which, you know, I could probably come up a little bit. I bumped some things down, that I think this was 1 that I probably had in 2 when I just bumped it down, but I thought it was pretty...
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to have a kid who says, you know, I'm superior to you, I'm smarter than you,
mm-hmm.
I can play Battleship a whole lot better than you.
And she wasn't that explicit, but I just didn't have so much in 1, and so I thought, like, you know, compared to all the rest of the cards, she was pretty. But you could definitely, Cheyenne could definitely have been more boastful and more teasing, like, you know, but she wasn't so much like that.
Right.
But I guess
you're rating these items against each other. That's the gold standard,
mm-hmm.
you know. How does this item rate against the other?
The problem with the session was there weren't, like, many real strong feelings or big disagreements between them, so everything was kind of in the middle, and I looked them in the mouth and figured out my experience. Just tell me why.
Yeah, actually,
sorry.
I think I went across from characteristic to uncharacteristic and just at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything comes down. Okay. See, I had a bunch of things sort of
out this time. I think like a 3 or 4 would be more appropriate. Yeah, like a 3, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's got 3 to go. 74.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't have that many discrepancies, but they were just big discrepancies, because this one wasn't that many.
Yeah, you had a number of fives.
And a couple of mistakes.
A couple of mistakes, which means it was 10 on the total. Exact opposite of the board is where I meant it to be. So,
yeah.
so that's
damaging.
The reliability is affected more by those big gaps than like, smaller, more.
I mean, the bigger the discrepancy, the lower the reliability.
Bad to
Can't do it.
But that's what she meant.
Yeah. I mean, I can look right now and say, yes, I
no,
that
I mean,
is, I
mean,
can tell what's a mistake.
In the case where, you know, she miscoded all 100 items, you know, I could morally, ethically say, redo all 100. But here, if you pick and choose here and there, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah. And I could always just be saying it's a mistake, you know, but I mean, clearly
right.
I made a couple mistakes, but, you know.
I mean, regardless of the fact, I know you guys confer with each other in the middle of the week, so.
We talk about it.
Clearly we conferred on
we would do much better
as evidenced by our great score. Clearly we're
that.
Not cheating, because otherwise we'd do better, right?
You know, I
aren't
think,
you relieved that we're not cheating?
No, I'm pretty sure that our reliability is fine, so I'm not freaking out.
Yeah, we had
out.
Some really good weeks.
But I think we really need to make a good push in these last six,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard coming back after a break. I do understand the importance of doing it one a week, because I was like,
well, you know,
this again. You
with
know,
the
like
borderline project, we were doing 2 a week.
Yeah, and we were doing better.
Yeah.
I felt like
two
that was
week.
A long
so much.
2 a week. I don't know if I could commit to that.
Like, I couldn't as
maybe next year when I have one class.
Well, I think, I mean, Sylvia can
per semester.
Comment on this, but probably it's easier to read the transcript and
yes.
then, because then you go back in the transcript.
I find it
mm-hmm.
much easier.
You
like,
don't
I
have to take notes.
It's like most, I don't know. It's like, there's not the whole volume
video
problem.
Takes 50 minutes to watch. That's 50
yeah.
minutes, so.
I don't know, like I did work, but I don't know once again, because like I know that I do better with adults in general, in
mm-hmm.
whatever I do. So I'm learning that probably there's also, for me, there's this gap too. I was doing better then, but it was more my thing,
mm-hmm.
if you want. Like there's so many times that I just don't get things and I'm like, oh yeah, you guys are right, you know.
No, I don't watch the play, I don't follow the play.
Yeah, when I watch the play, I'm like, whatever. It's just like, I don't know, it's just me. I mean, I try, but evidently you do better with it, so. I don't know, but like I did like the transcript version better.
Yeah.
It time-wise was also this is more much more time consuming.
Yeah.
When I used to write up the transcript, that's when I really started to improve finally. I think that helped a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Because I think it helps me to take
the
notes, but I can imagine if you're taking verbatim.
And then I could look back at
because I do look back at my little notes as I code, but it's still like I only take notes on things that I like know that there's a card for.
Okay.
So like if
and
there's
I
something like content oriented, I don't really write it down, but
mm-hmm.
I'll make a note.
And I had like my own code. Like in the transcript, like I had, I had learned the items. So as I was reading the transcript, basically next to each
there's
line,
item 42, item 67,
whatever. Like
yeah.
I had for that item, like I had like a letter or two, and then like I would just go back and count.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I was like, oh, it seems to me there's like a lot of that, and then I go back, I'm like, oh, actually not. Like there's like
the
5 or 6.
So that you could go back to that.
Yeah, because you remember the items, so you have the items in mind as you're reading it, and you just like I do with the
you
video.
Memorize the numbers of the items.
No, I wouldn't put the number,
you
but I would
like,
I had like my
therapist
own.
Therapist is protective or something.
Yeah, just like a whatever sign, and then it was much more structured. Like I remember, for example, a good example is the therapist says like, mm-hmm, like encourages the client. I don't remember what the description was.
Encourages verbalization.
Something like that. And like in the adult version was a little different than this one. It was pretty much count the go ahead or whatever. And I just would circle all of them, and it was like we never had a discrepancy on that, because it was like you count and you can't miss it.
Yeah.
So for future references, I would probably, if new research, I would say that probably helps better reliability. But this is better for us, like, clinically.
Yeah, I think it's so helpful.
Like, this has been amazing.
And
like,
it's better for children because, you know, if we just have...
Oh, it's the only way you could do it with kids.
We couldn't really do it with kids.
Because you miss so much.
Yeah.
And you just watch their faces.
There's not so much talking, for sure.
Although there's been really cool research, like, with videotapes, like, on the client and the therapist's face at the same time, and, like, looking at the mirroring of, like, facial expressions and stuff, which is really cool. But, like, it probably, like, doesn't make that
Beatrice
much of a difference. With BB and
Frank Lachman.
Lachman, yeah. They were amazing. And it's Division 39.
So... for all those reasons, it wouldn't have been feasible to assign two a week. It would have been too much. But for the adult, you guys could handle two a week.
We could handle it. I mean, I don't know how honestly Giacomo handled it, because he was a second year last year, and the first semester is pure hell.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he did it. I could do it. I mean, I was first year,
though. I think
that's
why he had enough, and he didn't sign on for this project, because he was, like, he was burned out.
Well, also, you know, he's struggling with the death of his father.
Right. That's another big thing.
He was really burnt out about it, and his dad died. So.
Yeah.
But, like, he was great last year because he never, you know, he always did the two. And now that I've gone through the semester, good luck with that.
That was a hard... You guys are going to have an easier spring.
That's what
it's
I've heard.
Definitely
easier. I signed up for two extra classes, though.
Good. Well, no, but that's the time to do it, because it is an easier spring. So take the optional classes, do it.
I know, but, like, when
mine's
you have
pass
an easier
fail,
time,
so, you know.
The other ones, too. So
I don't plan on
good failing
anybody.
That's
so
good.
Good to
but you still like, you know, what you want to apply yourself to the class, and it's time and reading.
Cool.
And, but I can't help it. When I see, like, extra stuff that I like, I did sit with it for a second. I was like, should I really do this? Should I really, like... But then I had the pharmacology in your class, and, like, yours is very interesting, and the pharmacology is very necessary.
It's interesting, too. Ross
it's interesting,
really
too,
good.
But...
She's really upbeat. I think it... If you have some background in neuropsych, it would be good. Cause, like,
I do.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten any of the pharmacology without Rossi's first class. Like, I would have been totally lost. And I was really lost in Kohler's optional class last summer. Brian Kohler did, like, a pharmacology class, and it was as if he was speaking another language. But now that I have Rossi's, I feel like I could have taken either Kohler's or Rossi's and sort of
figured
it
out. Like an introduction.
Yeah, that's cool. Now I can't get enough. I'm listening to all these, like, neuropsychology books on tape. I'm, like, totally, like,
really?
Obsessed with it now.
Yeah,
and she really, like, turned me on to the whole field.
It is really interesting to have, like, a neuropsych. I mean, I worked with neuropsych for 2 years, and it's interesting when you understand it some, because, like, you see things, like, sometimes, and I'll tell, like, my husband, like, in a movie where I was like, that's what's happening, da-da-da-da-da, because of this and this and that. And he'd be like, wow, that's weird that you think in that terms, but... It's just like, it's the same with psychodynamic thinking. Like, once it gets in your brain, that's how you read things. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. It's an interesting thing to me. Sorry.
All right. 74. Humor is used. Laura in 8 and Dustin in 3.
I didn't know what was funny or not funny. I was very, like, confused whether they were trying to be funny or not, or who was...
That could be the child or the therapist.
Mm-hmm.
They were both just in such good moods, and both, like, doing, like, funny voices, and then at one point, like, Lene did, like, a funny voice, and Cheyenne got a big kick out of it, and they definitely... It was, like, a great...
That would be humor.
Upbeat
that
session.
That would count.
And Lene was on the phone, she was doing a lot of pretending.
Yeah, even during the bleeding incident, it was like they both had like these upbeat tone of voice. Cheyenne's like, I'm bleeding, and Lene did this great matching of her voice tone. She'd be like, I'm calling them right now, I'm bleeding, hurry up, hospital, can you send someone, you know? And they were both kind of, I mean, I guess it wasn't humor, but it was like a very, even in this scary moment, it was like this upbeat thing. And even during the game, Lene was like, Cheyenne, I think that might have been a hit, you know, on your patrol boat. Cheyenne's like, no, you know, they were kind of teasing. And
that's humor.
It was humor, but it was aggressive because she was cheating.
Sure.
And she was
humor can be aggressive.
Cheating,
humor often is.
Yeah.
It was a cool session, but, I mean...
She was really adamant.
8
when
is high. I mean,
like,
I could come down to 7. And, I mean,
How about a 7, Dustin?
Yeah, I think I was wrong about this one. I can admit it.
But I kind of interpreted upbeatness for humor, and the sort of teasing as humor. But it, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of like laughter, you know. Funny.
Yeah, I just kept thinking about. I just feel like Cheyenne gave me this feeling about the session, like the vibe between them is like not good, and I just always kind of forget about there is more lighthearted parts in the session.
Right. I mean, look at the look at how Celeste is defining the opposite of humor: austere and somber.
Yeah.
So what's the opposite of austere and somber? It sounds like the way Laura is describing the session.
So like upbeatness could be kind of humorous, or sort of a light session.
Lighthearted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lene was way more animated, I felt like, in this session.
She did a really good job of just being effective. But I think it was helpful that Cheyenne wasn't being, you know, rude to her. She was cheating, but she was like, she didn't shut down like she often does.
Yeah. She's not throwing paint on Lene, or, you know.
She was, Cheyenne was being like, you know, an interesting therapy, you know, case. And so I think Lene was, from the get-go, just more excited and feeding off of Cheyenne's good mood. And there wasn't any rupture during the session like there often is. And they just sort of kind of like,
it was almost like the first session, or first couple sessions before things started to go bad.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was more lighthearted, you know, Lene tried to, you know, bring up some hard topics like the birthday cake, and Cheyenne, like, totally just ignored, but she didn't, like, shut down at it. Mm-hmm. So she was sort of keeping it together.
This was session 30, right?
Yeah, this was by the end. And at the very end, Lene kind of brought up termination in kind of like an exploratory way, but Cheyenne didn't really want to talk about it. Cheyenne actually, at that point, ran out to use the bathroom, so, you know, if that's an anxious reaction, maybe, but then that was like the end of the session. Mm-hmm. By the time she came back, it was time for prize ball.
Yep.
In our session, she talked about like a break the following week, it was Easter or something, and Lene wasn't going to be there. And it was incredible how she went from like giggling and laughing and like big time to silent. But I thought it was, like, really good for her, because normally she, like, yeah, she did kind of deny it, but then she did explore it. Like, yes, I don't like that we're not going to see each other next week. And I was like, wow.
Please call me. Here's my number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she did admit to Lene that she was
able to rally and say her real feelings.
Yeah. And she said, and Lene said something like, are you afraid that, like, if I'm going to leave, I'm not going to come back? Because that happened to you in the past. Like, maybe your mom did that. And she kind of said yes.
Right. She agreed that she wouldn't come back if they missed.
That's a big step for her to even just confirm Lene's interpretation.
I was like, wow. So it was good. Like, it was also like, as I said, they were really like, I don't know, short sleeves. So it must have been, it was Easter. Easter last year was mid-March. So
didn't they have session 20?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was in Italy for Easter, so it must have been mid-March. And, you know, they had definitely developed something. Like, it was very good to see. Like,
Ugh, I have a patient who's so much like Cheyenne now, and I'm just like, it's hard. She's like, if I mention her behavior, shuts down, hides in the, like, the drawer, and won't talk to me.
Does your dad know?
No, it's CBT, but I can't help but be more non-directive. I think that's just my style. So I do sort of broach a topic, like, you know, was there some sort of incident yesterday? Like, you know, I do have to, like, that's my job, is I have to, like, go over, like, a behavioral incident. If she gets, like, an injection in the quiet room, I can't, like, not bring it up. And she was just so upset that I brought it up and didn't want to talk about it. And I thought I was being very not pushy, but she just, like, no.
My client, I mean, it's all CBT, and she's like the same. Yeah, she's a lot more functioning, of course. So. And I had a beautiful psychodynamic session with my CBT client last week.
Yeah, I always do that. I go to my supervisor, like, I had a really great psychodynamic session.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, yeah, it was really good, but it was no CBT involved.
Right.
It was just, I mean, I tried, but it just didn't, I don't know.
All right, 76. Therapist makes links between child's feelings and experience. Laura in 4 and Dustin in 8.
I was pretty conscious about that one because I felt like she didn't. When there was one time when I really thought she should and she didn't.
I thought she. I was.
Oh,
thinking, okay. I was thinking about when she was like, "Or do you think you're feeling like this because, you know, you're gonna have to change sessions, or you're gonna stop seeing me soon, and be seeing a new therapist soon." And do you think you're cheating because you feel like, you know, I felt like she was interpreting a lot of the Cheyenne's actions and relating them to what was going on. So I guess...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have it here. No, I agree with you there because she said, I think you want me to lose. And Cheyenne confirmed. And... what would you do if I won? And she said, I would drip blood on you from my hand. It was aggressive. And then she asked Cheyenne what she thought. Lene said, what do you think I think about losing you as a patient? So she sort of made that jump from losing to losing her as a patient. And then Cheyenne said, super sad. And that, yeah, I mean, I guess that did tie it into the game. It sort of tied in closing down the sessions to the game and sort of her aggression. To ending. I guess I wanted her to follow up more on the birthday cake because I felt like Cheyenne was very distant from that and denying that, and I wanted Lene to push that a little bit more, but she was probably pretty conscious about not pushing it because that might have caused the rupture that so often happens, so maybe...
But she did, didn't she relate, like, wasn't she saying things like, well, do you think you're talking about this birthday cake because do you remember what happened? You know, on your birthday.
Oh, yeah, that she even brought up birthdays at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
I think
now, about the birthday
now I think it is more characteristic. What'd you put it in?
I think I put it 8, right?
Yeah, I think maybe like 7 or something. Yeah, now I see.
Okay, so 7?
Yeah.
I guess we get a...
It's good. Yeah, I think she did.
Sorry.
She did relate those things.
And 94.
Yeah, I didn't want to put this one in one. I just needed another thing in one. I originally had this in two.
Which
is
not
much.
Big difference. Anyway.
I mean, I didn't move it from 6 to 1. I mean, I moved it from 2 to 1.
Child
but.
Feels sad or depressed versus cheerful versus joyous.
Generally in a good mood.
I mean, this kind of goes along with humor is used.
Mm-hmm. So and I had what?
You had 5.
Okay.
Did she seem at times sad and depressed in the session?
I guess felt like she was being kind of hostile, I guess, during the game, but that's not the same thing as sitting depressed, I guess. I just didn't see her as being very cheerful and joyous during the game, and during the birthday cake part, she was kind of, not sad and depressed, but she was like, okay, we're going to have a lesson today, what are you supposed to bring to birthdays?
She wrote on the board.
Start writing down thing. Number 1, what do you give someone on their birthday? It's like...
it's Stefan. It's like Stefan Jr.
Really,
it's
like,
great. It's really
driving
it home.
Home. So...
But even that, I thought that was so upbeat. Like, I wrote this a million times. I'm like, C starts by teaching lesson. L, humorous, light, engaged. C, engaged. In a good mood today, I wrote to myself. I don't know. I guess I just, as a whole, I was like struck by how many different times I noticed that she did a little victory dance in the game. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just thought she was pretty. The whole session was kind of like light, and both of them were kind of well attuned, in a good mood, kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was aggressive. Like the whole celebration dance in the game was sort of. Lene said. It seems like you're rejoicing in my losing.
Excellent interpretation.
I like that, yeah. That's, I wrote it down.
I mean, you can be cheerful and joyous and be sticking a knife in somebody's back.
Yeah, even the bloody hands incident was like, call the hospital, call the hospital. It was even like upbeat so and like.
There's a hypomanic quality
a
to
bit,
it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Melodramatic.
And rush around, and even, and Lene was really attuned. She was like, okay, I'm rushing, when are they coming? And they both kind of got kind of frenetic with it. It was a good match. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought it was a good session.
Yeah,
even with the playing Battleship, which is like, it's not ideal for a psychodynamic session. To,
I know.
In Battleship is such a rote game. It's not even like Candyland where you like take a journey together or anything.
Right.
You just can't interpret it.
Well, you are, you're blasting the brains out of each other.
It's an aggressive game. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm hit, you know, I'm sunk. That's true.
Didn't she kept being like, wait, didn't I sink that ship? And she's like, well, how is that ship still there?
I know, Lene, like, she got a hit, and then she tried every single thing around it, and they were all misses, and she's like, wait a second. They can't all be misses. The ship has to be facing some way or another, Cheyenne, you know. She's kind of calling her on it, but in a teasing way, so. It wasn't like CBT in a way that she was like, we must play by the rules, but it was like kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing what was going on.
Yeah, I interpreted that wrong. She definitely was a melancholy.
But it doesn't have to be in a one. I mean, it could be in a two or three. So maybe
two. How's two sound?
Three.
Three? All right.
Good enough.
Fair enough. All right, so for these last six, let's really try really hard. Make sure we can tell Lene that we established iterator reliability over 0.7.
I was going to try right now. I think I have the thing in my email still from that I sent out with the number of sessions left.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I guess I'm going to do that right now.
No, I mean, but, you know, we're near
the
end.
You guys see a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean,
sure.
Do we still think by the end of January or first week of February or something like that?
I think so.
So, and the last one, what do you think about cooler Goldwater, some Goldwater something
I've heard good things about that place.
Really? And I've heard not so good things.
Really?
But they're like two different placements, right? Kohler and Goldwater, are there separate?
No, I think they're the same.
One, because someone, Miri Sorkin, was at Goldwater. She's like
a student. Yeah. You could email her actually and ask her.
Yeah.
She's very nice.
Ask
I'm sure she would get back
there
to you.
And then Jess in my class
mm-hmm.
did like her service disparity hours there. So she was kind of like a volunteer, not really. She wasn't part of the structured externship, but she had a similar experience where there was like a lot of red tape and like first they wanted